647, and Dave Jarvis is in with today's sports.
And thank you kindly. A big weekend for the Oregon Ducks football team. Not only did Autzen play host to a beatdown of the Arizona State Sun Devils, but a handful of big-name recruits were in attendance. Among those was Texas linebacker Bryce Cottrell. He gave his verbal commitment to the Ducks on Sunday. Also, four-star defensive lineman Jeremy Castro decommitted from Washington and picked the Ducks after his Oregon visit. All right. Darrell Revis had two interceptions. One of them returned 100 yards for a touchdown as the Jets cruised past the Dolphins yesterday, 24-6. That was on Monday Night Football. Jets guard Brandon Moore says the victory was big for their confidence.
We need it bad. I mean, to get back to the feeling of winning and all the work you put in. I mean, four-game losing skid would not have been fun. And it just felt good to get back to winning.
Mark Sanchez was 14 of 25 for 201 yards and a TD for New York. Jets put the brakes on a three-game skid to even their record at 3-3. Miami dropped to 0-5. Other NFL news, the league will not fine Detroit head coach Jim Schwartz nor San Francisco head coach Jim Harbaugh for their actions after Sunday's game. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello tweeted Monday that there was no basis for a fine because the coaches didn't actually fight. Both coaches said their conduct was wrong and say it won't happen again. And five-time defending NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson has called upon IndyCar to stop racing oval tracks in the wake of Dan Weldon's on-track death Sunday. Weldon was killed in a spectacular 15-car pileup during Sunday's season finale at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That's a high-banked 1.5-mile oval track. It gives IndyCars the ability to reach speeds in excess of 225 miles per hour. And Boston Red Sox pitcher John Lester has confirmed reports of clubhouse drinking by he and some of his fellow pitchers, saying it was wrong to do so. The Boston Globe reported last week that Lester, Josh Beckett, and John Lackey drank beer, ordered fried chicken, and played video games on days they didn't pitch instead of watching the games from the dugout. Speaking of baseball, World Series gets underway tomorrow. Depend on us for sports. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.